The Affordable Care Act mandates the creation of health insurance exchanges, basically marketplaces for insurers and consumers. And states had a choice to make, run the exchange themselves or let the federal government run them. Indiana missed the initial deadlines to make a decision in 2012, but Andy Downs from the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics at IPFW says the reason does make sense.
Somewhat rightly so, Governor Daniels said, this is a pretty big decision. This should be left to the new governor. The new governor is going to have to deal with this.
And Downs says the exchange issue presented a particularly difficult decision to Governor Mike Pence and other Republicans at the State House who already favored the state's own Healthy Indiana plan, didn't like the ACA, and would prefer more localized control in the issue.
Then the option is change something that we like, that we think works, or accept something from the federal government. In either instance, the federal government is forcing something upon us. And so for a state that is not particularly fond of federal intrusion into our lives, that's a very difficult position to be in.
Pence ultimately opted to let the federal government run the exchange at the start because he said the estimated cost to run it outweighed any benefits. The Associated Press estimates about 500,000 Indiana residents will be eligible to use the exchanges when they open tomorrow. And the opening isn't the end of the road, but the next step in a long negotiation between the state and federal government that promises to continue. For WBOY News, I'm Sean Beter.